Good morning, guys.
Wait.
Yes?
Make it fat right now.
Come on over here, guys. There's not that many of us. Come on over here. They're going to go over there. Okay. So this morning I wanted to talk about Jeremiah. He was an Old Testament prophet. And when he was speaking to the people, he had a message to them from God, right? And so God has spoken to some people like that are called prophets and apostles. And if God speaks to them, then he gives us the word of the Lord, right? So that's what we want to know, is that there are certain things we're going to say, this is the word of the Lord. Yes, sir?
Hurt yourself.
Some people fall and hurt themselves. That part's true. But what I want to listen to, so here, think about this phrase, this is the word of the Lord. So Jeremiah would speak and he would say, this is the word of the Lord. So what, do you know what this is?
Bible.
That's my Bible, right? So when the prophets would speak, their words were the word of the Lord, but if they wrote it down, you and I can have it, right? So when I say, this is the word of the Lord, what do I mean? I mean this Bible, right? That this is God speaking to us. That's a very unique and wonderful thing, isn't it? That God has spoken to us in this word. So this is, we always want to bear in mind, this is something special and different. Now, I brought some other words with me. This is a magazine. Is this the Bible?
Oh, God, I'm in there.
It's not the Bible. It's Sports Illustrated about the last game of Coach K. Some people will know who he is, right? So is this a good magazine? It is. It's an interesting magazine, but is it the Bible? No, it's not. That's the address that they mailed it to at my house, right? Now, that's not the Bible. That's a magazine. This is a book by one of my favorite authors, a man named Paul Meyer. This is a book called In the Fullness of Time that I'll recommend everyone should read and own. But this great book, is it the Bible? It's a great book, but is it the Bible? No, it's not. So this is a very good book. It's informative. But that's not the word of the Lord. This one is what? The word of the Lord, right? This is God speaking to us. So when we read it, we can read what was said long ago to people that heard Jeremiah specifically. But we can hear Jeremiah today too. In church, when we read it, we actually use these words. The reader will say, this is the word of the Lord, right? Does that sound familiar? And when they say, this is the word of the Lord, everybody says what?
Yeah.
Thanks be to God, right? So we... Oh, they look like they're old, but they're actually new. Yeah, this is a Bible that's printed in a pretty fancy way, isn't it? So there's a lot of different Bibles, but I picked this one. This is kind of a beautiful printing of the Bible. But yes, absolutely. Any Bible is Word of God. And of course, we want to bear in mind, this is different. These are helpful. This is unique, right? This is special and wonderful, God's Word for us. This is the Word of the Lord, to which we say, thanks be to God. All right, you guys can head back to your spots.